From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Advisors to the Department of Energy have recommended that the government spend what could be over $1 billion to help the power industry build new nuclear plants. The report has not been released yet. It's been over 30 years since a nuclear plant was last ordered and built in the United States. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The advisory panel, the Nuclear Energy Task Force, included power industry officials and financial experts from Wall Street, Morgan Stanley and Lehman Brothers. They were asked, in essence, what would it take to convince the power industry to actually build a nuclear power plant? The answer, apparently, was money. None of the panelists contacted by NPR would discuss the report until it had been made public. John Ahern, a former chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, has his doubts about subsidies, but he says the argument for them is this.
If you believe that the nation needs a diversified portfolio of generation sources that are not polluting, then nuclear should be one of those. And if you look across what has been happening, you conclude that there clearly is a hurdle that the utilities have been reluctant to try to go over. It's a financial hurdle.
A company has to raise over $1 billion to build the nuclear plant, and there's always the risk that costs will rise if opponents try to derail it, and it may take longer to license or build than expected. To jumpstart the industry, the report recommends that the government chip in $200 million for the first plant of each new design built, and an additional $250 million in the form of loan guarantees and other financial incentives. Companies that build subsequent reactors would pay the government a $12 million fee per plant, so the government could eventually get some money back. David Lochbaum thinks the proposal is unwise. He's a nuclear engineer who now works for the Union of Concerned Scientists.
I think the concern about the size of the subsidies is that once the door is open for nuclear power plants, if we start building a bunch more nuclear power plants without solving the waste and safety issues that are on the table, we're only increasing the dimensions of the problem.
Lochbaum says the problems with the report begin on the first page. It lists the authors.
You didn't have any environmentalists who have been working on nuclear power issues. The report concludes that it would be a shame if new nuclear power were to be a divisive issue in this country. If you want to avoid a divisive issue, you include people early on in the decision-making process. They did not do that.
The Department of Energy says the public will be able to comment on the report once it's been posted on the website. Eventually, a final version will be passed on to the Secretary of Energy. Several industry officials praised the report, though some felt it didn't go far enough. Fred Buckman is CEO of Transelect, a transmission company. He used to run a company with two nuclear power plants. He says the incentives in the report would not be enough to convince him to risk building a new one.
We probably need to have the first handful of plants really built by the federal government, probably the Department of Energy, and then sold to utilities once they've been licensed and are ready to operate, so that all of the risk that is associated with siting and public acceptance and licensing of a new design and technology is risk which is taken by our country as a whole, rather than by an individual power company.
President Bush praised nuclear power in his State of the Union address, calling it clean and safe. But political support for the incentives laid out in the report may be hard to come by. One example, when the Senate recently tried to include much more modest incentives as part of the energy bill, opponents fought to take it out. It stayed, but the vote was 50 to 48. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
A copy of the report's executive summary is on our website, npr.org.